You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. As we alluded at the top of the hour, the party is over on home ownership in America. In a moment, we're going to be talking just how over that party is. We always love your pulse taking of the U.S. economy. If you share your stories of home ownership with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, it helps put the picture together. They're not partying on Capitol Hill regarding housing. They're trying to push a $300 billion housing rescue bill through the Senate at the same time as there are ethics investigations taking place by some of the Democratic leaders pushing that bill. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, who is a reporter for Capital News Connection in Washington, D.C. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Todd, let's begin with the bill itself. $300 billion, is it buying time for homeowners? Is it cash payments for homeowners? It's a pretty complicated bill. Could you lay it out for us, please?
Yeah. Yes, yes, and yes. It's buying time, it's complicated, and it's cash. But don't be misled. The $300 billion is a number that gets thrown around a little bit. There's not actually $300 billion of taxpayer money in this bill. There's $300 billion of loan guarantees. It would allow the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, to back $300 billion worth of new loans for people who are being foreclosed upon. The cost of that is somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 or $3 billion or $4 billion. So that $300 billion number, I mean, the numbers in this bill are scary, but they're not quite that scary.
Well, if you're a homeowner and facing foreclosure, that's pretty scary. How much time does this buy you if you're an FHA mortgage holder?
Well, it really depends on how big your loan is. It's really all about how much your house is worth. What this bill does is increases the limits under which you can qualify for an FHA loan. I think it boosts it up to somewhere in the neighborhood of the $600,000 loans in most areas of the country will now qualify. So people who would have been considered too high of income or had houses that were too valuable before now can qualify for government-backed loans.
Thanks for setting us straight on that, Todd. That's actually – now I finally understand it for the first time. What is the bigger obstacle to this bill, though, a presidential veto or the ethics investigation that seems to center around Senator Christopher Dodd, who's the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee?
Yeah, well, first on Chairman Dodd, Portfolio Magazine, published by Condé Nast, came out with a report last week in which they said that Dodd and another powerful senator, Senator Kent Conrad, had both gotten VIP loans from Countrywide Financial. Now, Countrywide is a discount mortgage lender, one of the biggest in the country. They're safe to sort of think of them as kind of the Enron of mortgage lending right now.
Well, they're a subsidiary of Bank of America right now, or at least almost.
Yes, indeed. Going to be bought up for a fraction of the price of what they used to be worth, as a matter of fact. Senator Dodd got a VIP loan in which he was given a friends and family rate by Countrywide. Now, he originally said when he was first asked about it that he knew nothing about it, didn't know about it. It's news to him. By the end of, I believe, last Thursday when he spoke to reporters live on Capitol Hill, he said, oh, I did know about it. Yes, I remember. I did get a VIP rate. It had nothing to do with – I just thought it was a courtesy because we had two loans with that company, not because I'm a senator.
Is that going to derail the bill? And what is the presidential veto situation in the few seconds we have here?
Yeah, that's not going to derail the bill. What's going to derail the bill is what's called a SAP here in Washington. That's a statement of administration policy, otherwise known as the veto threat, which was very strongly worded from the White House last week. There's a lot of stuff in this bill that they don't like. So that's there is an ethics investigation underway, but that's not what's driving the death of this bill right now. It's really the White House.
Well, it's still a cliffhanger for you mortgage holders. Todd Zwillick, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection and host of the Power Breakfast from Capitol Hill.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.